from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tiki, we do have NBA schedule release. Uh-oh. I mean, it's about time. The season only starts what feels like a month from now. So a couple interesting things to point out. First of all, I'm just going to get this out of the way. I'm going to play the role of Evan Roberts. I know the joke, 15 people care. The Nets will open the season in Atlanta on a Wednesday night. Their home opener, for those that go to Barclays Center, is on a football Sunday, October 27th at 6 p.m.
The Nets still in the league.
God bless the Nets as an organization.
At 6 p.m.
Imagine telling the fan base that's there and that is dedicated. Hey, by the way,
But that's not on the Nets.
Well, whoever it's on, the bottom line is this, Tiki.
I just can't put it on the Nets, but I know what you're saying.
Look, the Nets are going to have very few and far between games that fans are, like, truly interested in for the Nets' point of view. Yeah. They'll come and see opponents. The home opener still remains something special and something different. It can't be on a football Sunday.
Yeah, October 27th.
Jets-Patriots at 1 o'clock that day. I didn't look up the Giant game. That might be the Giants in Carolina in Germany, though, early.
That is the Giants. Nope.
No, what is that?
The Giants, that's their bye week, I think.
Oh, is it?
Because I don't see them on the schedule. Oh, no, they're Monday night. That's right.
Okay.
They're Steelers.
All right. So, Giants-Steelers is a Monday night game?
Giants at Steelers, Monday night.
Okay.
I agree with you. I didn't remember that on the schedule.
I did not remember that at all. Okay, so that being said, maybe this doesn't... Look, Jets at 1, Giants Monday night, if you're any Net fan that cares. Bottom line is this. No fans should be put in a spot where they have to make a decision on their opening night situation being on a football Sunday.
Okay. Let's go next.
They're going to have to compete against the Cowboys and the Niners on Sunday night football.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The basketball game honestly might be over by then.
That's true.
Is it six?
Six, but still you're missing the end of whatever the late window games is. It's just ridiculous. If the Knicks home opener was at 6 o'clock on Sunday, I'd be killing that too. It's ridiculous. But of course, the Knicks home opener is not. Now, to get to the sexy stuff, the Knicks. They will open the season. We already knew this in Boston on that Tuesday night, October 22nd. Their home opener. Friday night, October 25th. No football conflict to be had. Maybe the Yankees will be playing. We'll see. The Indiana Pacers and that whole...
That's actually a good one.
The Jalen Brunson, Halliburton, the MSG wrestling theme. We will bring that back to MSG for the home opener.
Yeah, forget the Jalen Brunson. The Josh Hart, trolling job that he put on Tyrese Halliburton after they basically laid down to the Boston Celtics, right? What did you say? At least we would have won one game?
One game. Yes, exactly. Now, Tommy, that gets you excited here, home opener? At least we would have won one game.
Obviously, the Knicks, the uncrowned champions, they have a chance to right the wrongs that was put on them. Attrition, they never really lost to the Celtics. They never really lost to the Pacers, so they have an opportunity to beat both right out of the gates. Love it. Love everything about it.
All right. The Knicks will play on Christmas Day, as semi-traditionally they will. They will play at noon. They will start your Christmas Day 5
summer. Okay, that's good.
Now, remember, you have Netflix NFL football, I think, at 1 and 4:30. I don't even think football's doing a night game this year on Christmas. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the Knicks will play. So you're figuring, all right, Knicks in that spot, Miami, Philadelphia. No, Tiki. The Knicks on Christmas Day are hosting the San Antonio Spurs and Victor Wembanyama. And I got to be honest.
I mean, it's cool because it's Wembanyama, and he's going to draw.
Right.
And I think that's a plus for the Knicks, but it feels very non-traditional.
Yeah, and I know...
Like, rivalry at all?
Yeah, it's Christmas Day, and
even
look,
historically, is it? It's not even historically.
No, it's not. And the NFL is taking Christmas Day from the NBA, which I think is unfortunate.
But
for the NBA.
You are correct. 1 and 4:30.
1 and 4. What's the
Chiefs,
1 o'clock game?
Chiefs Steelers.
Okay,
and then Ravens Texans, which is actually the 4 o'clock game is the better game.
Yeah, that's the better game. But nonetheless, so the Knicks are going to be competing with football. Again, it's on Netflix. Knicks Spurs. I don't know. I just like I get it. Victor Wembanyama is a draw for the league. It just feels unsexy to me, completely. And if you are into the NBA on Christmas Day, before I pivot back to the Knicks, here's your 5 games on Christmas Day. You'll start with Spurs and Knicks. Remember, this is right in the... That game's going to end, whatever it is, 2:30 is the next game. In the heat of football, 2 football games, Timberwolves-Mavericks. Again, feels very unsexy to me, but okay, Anthony Edwards and Luka. Yeah. But I'm also fine with that at 2:30 because the world's on the NFL. When you get to 5 o'clock, big boy pants time, 76ers Celtics, okay? That's a good game. And 8 o'clock, I know we are going to, we have wrung this thing dry. Lakers Warriors, which here's the thing. When I'm finally.
Well, I mean, it is kind of a rematch, not a rematch, but a re-putting together of the two heroes from the Olympic gold medal run, the MVP and LeBron James, meaning Olympic MVP and LeBron James, and Steph Curry, who was the actual hero of those last two games.
But when I'm finally...
I mean, that's kind of cool.
LeBron James!
When we have no football
thank you, Stephen A.
We have no football left. Our attention will finally turn to the NBA. And look, it's who knows how many more Christmas days you get of Steph Curry and LeBron James. So I understand that. I'm just kind of over LeBron James versus Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of
over it. I was too until this Olympics.
And they're not great teams. The Lakers and Warriors are
not
great teams.
But I think they're two great individual superstars. Superstars.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And when's the next time we're going to see that consistent of game changing superstars?
True. I'm not sure, but who knows?
There's some really great players. Some of these young players are
phenomenal. Anthony Edwards is unbelievable.
Anthony, as is Wembanyama, who's a rookie of the year. Like, we know all of these guys are great, but are they game-changing players? And it feels like the end of an era.
You know, they're
icons. Might be the last time we see it.
And they'll promote it. You're true. All right, maybe I'll come around, though. And look, let's be
honest. That one I can get behind.
I'm going to have some player props on that, and I'll be investing. 8 o'clock. I don't know. You feel this way?
LeBron James.
Tiki, I don't know if you feel this way as a dad, too.
Uh-huh.
I cherish around 7, 8 o'clock on Christmas Day, okay? Because Christmas Eve is always a big hubbaloo around me. It's a big deal. Christmas morning's a big deal. Whatever you figure out, Christmas dinner, wherever you go, by the time you get to 7 and you're packing up the bats and balls and wherever you are, that is finally, the kids are exhausted, I'm exhausted, it's me time. Christmas Day, for me as a dad, 8 o'clock is the first time it's about me.
Yeah.
Everybody, go do your own thing. I'm sitting on my ass on the couch. I don't want to be bothered.
That's when Tracy and me open our presents, though.
You don't open in the morning?
Nope.
Isn't your wife such a big Christmas person?
She is, but she wants to wait.
How do you wait?
Because you know me. I'm a Grinch. I don't care.
Well, that's also part of it.
So Tracy doesn't want to steal whatever, thunder.
From the kids?
From the kids.
But don't the kids want to watch you guys open up presents?
No, they could care less.
Really?
It's what did we get?
I always like watching my parents.
I got a new, I don't know, what is this? Slime. I got a new slime. Hey, great.
Let me go play with that.
I got a new makeup kit. Yay, let me go play with that.
I had an uncle always
We don't open our presents till like 7 or 8.
I had an uncle that always believed in with his family an after dinner gift. So they would always, everybody in the family would open up one more gift
and
close the night.
After dinner drink? You mean?
Well, that would be great, too. And I will do that. But we get Lakers-Warriors in that spot. I can't believe Tracy doesn't open up her presents Christmas morning.
Yeah.
That shocks me.
Right.
I basically would elbow out my kids. I want to see what I'm getting first. Are you kidding me?
Santa Claus is leaving the building, boys. That's it.
You get Nuggets and Suns to close tonight. And that's the other thing, too. 10:30, 11 o'clock. I'm a little tapped out.
No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm good with that one.
I don't think in my life I've made the end of the 5th game on Christmas Day.
Wait, who was that one?
Nuggets-Suns. So it's Durant and
it's all West Coast. So it's fine.
And that's right. All right, now back to the Knicks. Any other things we care about? Okay, night before the Super Bowl for the Knicks. All right, you're all revved up Super Bowl. They are the ABC 8:30 Saturday night game. Loogie, MSG home versus the Celtics.
Oh, I love that. So you have Giants in the Super Bowl the next day, and then you have Knicks-Celtics Saturday night as a little appetizer. Give me so we have when we play Brooklyn in our home away from home. When is that?
Will that be a national game, by the way?
That game, the night before Super Bowl, is ABC, 8:30 Saturday night.
Nice.
Okay, when do the Knicks go to Brooklyn? Well, I can tell you right away, the Knicks will close the season on Sunday, April 13th at Brooklyn at 1 o'clock. The final game, assuredly, of the Brooklyn Nets season will be with Knicks fans all in there chanting whatever they want to
chant. Let's go Knicks.
And the Nets tank the game to get the kid from Duke, and it gives the Knicks the number one seed, and we get to ask Evan going into that game, do you want the Nets to win or not?
Yeah. This screams...
Let's go Knicks.
And this screams show outing, I would say. Big time show outing here. January 21st, a Tuesday night. Tuesday night, no football. January 21st, we're in the thick of the playoffs. Knicks at the Barclays Center, 7:30. That has us as a show written all over.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it.
Do we go back down to Philly as well?
You want to know when the Knicks are in Philly?
To go see FOMO Cheeks?
For a regular season game? I don't know if me and Tiki need that in our lives.
Yeah.
You want to know when they're in Philly?
I don't know if FOMO Cheeks is going to show up.
Yeah.
I think he might be banned. He was in the suite because he was a potential client, whoever was in the suite next to Mark's.
Yeah.
And we were like, you probably shouldn't do business with that guy.
I don't know if are they only in Philly one? No, twice. Tuesday, November 12th is a TNT game. I think that's a tournament game. And a Wednesday, the 15th. So you don't get a weekend game. We're not going to Philly.
No.
No way. But that's basically it. Those are your little breadcrumbs. Also, Knicks-Nets will be part on Friday, November 15th of that Emirates Cup. They're in the same little pool play. Mark it down. That'll be the one game the Nets play. Oh, how about this? Friday, November 15th and Sunday, November 17th. Football Sunday. Back-to-back, the Knicks host the Nets. That's right. Mm. Knicks and Nets, the two trips that the Nets will make to the Garden happen on the same weekend. Back-to-back games, Friday and a Sunday. Do you like that, Tommy?
I don't like any basketball games on a football Sunday.
That's 7 o'clock at night, to be fair.
Let me just start with that. But a lot of times the Knicks play at noon on a football Sunday. I can't stand that. Just don't play on Sundays. Nobody should be playing Sunday. Yeah, no, but I like the back-to-back. No, I don't mind that. I just don't like that it's a football Sunday, one of them.
Yeah, okay. So that's it. And that's pretty much all I got for you. Now, I don't know if they'll get flexed into more of those Saturday night primetime games, but the night before the Super Bowl is the big one. There's your Knicks schedule. All right? You all revved up. The uncrowned champions all excited.
The uncrowned champions, they have dudes, they have dogs, and through the power of friendship, we'll do damage. Thank you.
And we've gotten there. 888-808-1019.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.